Good evening, I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Data centers are being constructed across the region at a rapid pace, and that's raising energy demand from the Tennessee Valley Authority. Under proposed state legislation, any center that deals with data and uses at least 50 megawatts of power could instead get electricity from independent companies. WPLN's Caroline Eggers breaks it down.
The Tennessee Valley Authority produces electricity for nearly all of Tennessee and parts of six other states. You pay your electricity bill to a local company, but they buy their electricity from TVA. This matters when understanding data centers, because the vast majority of data centers popping up across the region are buying power from TVA. Earlier this year, the federal utility said that data centers comprise about 10% of their total power load, and that demand could double in the next 5 years. In response, Tennessee Representative Ed Butler said earlier this year that he proposed a bill to protect ratepayers from subsidizing data centers.
We don't want what's happened in some other states where data centers have come in and rates have gone up $20 or $30 a month.
But the bill doesn't do that. Rates are controlled by TVA, which has considered special rates but has not taken action. What this bill does is allow data centers to produce their own power. That's what XAI is doing in Memphis, with essentially makeshift gas plants made up of a bunch of mini methane turbines. And the bill also allows data centers to buy power from independent companies. And those companies would not face state regulations under this bill. So the bill doesn't really address cost, but it opens up a new pathway for pollution. The bill was put on a financial hold on Wednesday, but it will likely surface again in the coming weeks. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
The largest parking operator in Nashville is unveiling a new discount parking program. Metropolis, which runs roughly 200 garages and lots across the city, is now offering two $15 passes to all Tennessee drivers with Tennessee license plates. This comes after an investigation by the Attorney General's office revealed that the parking giant had been overcharging customers and misleading them about rates.